This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Lichvot HaNisuim Shel Menachem Yehuda Hertzke and Rochel Landau. Kes Zayin Mal Cheshvan, Sunday the 24th of October, Harav Yaakov Hillel, Kavias Itim LaTorah.
Chazal tell us that the first question one is asked when he ascends to the world to come is Kavata Itim LaTorah. Did you put aside and fix a time for learning Torah? On the other hand, elsewhere, the Gemara says that the first question one is asked is Nasata Benatata Be'emuna, simply meaning, were your dealings with honesty? Did you conduct your business with fairness and honesty? The truth is, we could explain that they are one and the same. Hai Behai Talia, one depends on the other. If a person relates to his panosa be'emuna, so he knows that extra hishtadlus is not going to change anything. Reb Chaim Delozhiner in Ruach Chaim says that unfortunately people make a big mistake. Where hishtadlus doesn't help, they make lots of hishtadlus. Where hishtadlus does help, they don't make hishtadlus. And he explains his words. He says, concerning learning Torah, hishtadlus helps. As it says, yagata umatzata. Meaning if you toiled and labored hard in your learning, you're going to discover, you're going to get. So then, in learning Torah, hishtadlus helps. But in panosa, hishtadlus doesn't help. Why? As it says that every Rosh Hashanah, both already has decided how much you're going to make this year. If he's going to jump and scream and run, it's not going to change anything as far as the panosa is concerned. Of course, the pipeline has to be open. If he has an office, he has to go, he has to do all the he has to go through all the motions of the sketch of life of running an office and having a business. But of course, the panosa actually comes from Hashem, and it's already decided what is going to be. So Rav Chaim Velozhiner says, hishtadlus in Parnasa doesn't help, but hishtadlus in Torah helps. So why do people neglect their learning? They don't do hishtadlus in their learning, and whereas in the Parnasa they're trying hard and working hard. So we could say they're one and the same. If a person has been talking in Hashem, and he knows that Parnasa is from Hashem, he can be mekayim kavata etim the Torah. Because he trusts in Hashem, so he puts aside time to learn. He doesn't think that if he is going to be koveyat in the Torah, he loses out on his panasa. He has bitochen that Hashem is going to give it to him anyway. Whereas someone who was not noisev and noisin de emuna, he didn't run his business based on emuna and bitochen, but he believes that it's all to do with the shtadlis, and if he works more hours and perseveres and puts more effort, he'll make more money. So he's not going to be able to put aside time to learn, because he thinks everything is on the cheshbon of his panosa. So it's really one and the same. Nasasa v'natata be'emuna and kavata etim l'toyla is one and the same. We could ask, why did Hazal, here we find that Hazal of course say kavata etim l'toyla, kviyas etim l'toyla. So what's the concept of kviyas etim l'toyla? The Tur says, et kavua v'takua. What does it mean, kavua v'takua? Kavua means a fixed amount of time every day. Let's say the person says, I learn 3 hours a day. Okay? So that's et kavua. And what's takua? Takua means you don't shift it around. You don't say, sometimes I learn the 3 hours in the morning, sometimes in the evening, sometimes I learn 1 hour here, 1 hour there, and 1 hour there. That's not takua. Takua means it's fixed in a fixed time every day where you're going to learn, and you don't change it. And if we ask, what's the big deal? If we have to learn 3 hours, let's learn 3 hours. The answer is that we have to show respect for Torah. If we don't respect Torah, if we don't show that it's the most important thing, if, for example, we have a very important appointment, where, which could make a big difference in Aparnasa, $1 million deal, you're not going to say, you know what, I'll come late for the appointment, I'll come 2 hours late, shift it here, shift it there. You're very careful not to rock the boat. You want to be on time, everything prompt. Why? You respect millions of dollars is very important. So Torah is more important. So we have to have v'yisitim v'toira, that to show the proper respect to Torah, that you put aside the time, the quantity of time, as well as the same time every day, to give it the due respect, and then you have siyata d'shmaya and hatzlocha in your learning. He finds the Hazal say, "Kol koivea mokom l'tfilosoi elokei Avram be'ezro." A person who fixes a place for his prayers, Elokei Avraham, the God of Abraham, will be there for him to help him. Shniftar min ha'olam, and when this person passes on from the world, Oimrim alav, they say about him, "Hey Hasid, hey Anav, metalmidav shel Avraham Avinu." What a humble person, what a chosid, a true Talmud of Avraham Avinu. So, what's the pshat, kol hakoveya mokom litfiloso? What's the inyan of kviyas mokom betfila? People like to fight over their place in the shul, he took my place, and it's my place, but really, what's the inyan of kviyas mokom betfila? Tinach, concerning Talmud Torah, we explained that you have to show the right respect for Torah and have a fixed place. But tefillah, we can, you know, have a good minyan here, a good minyan there, daven here, daven there. What's the problem? So we could say that Hazal said this lashon of kol hakoveya mokom litfilosoi. There are many explanations, but one explanation to do with visiting the Torah, we could say they use the lashon of kviyas by tefillah because of the connection between tefillah and Torah. Meaning that usually people who are working for a living, God le nehenam yigyo yoisem yirashamayim berichoshevatim. So these people who are oisek and parnosa, they don't have too much time in the day. So if they're going to daven here and then go there to learn, commute, it's not. They don't have enough time. So Hazal said, kol hakoveya mokom litfilosoi, make sure that you daven in a shul where this shul has learning going on. Maybe you have a daf yomi shul before shachris, and after shachris you had dvar halacha. You come from mincha ma'ariv, again you have another shir, you know, maybe a musar shir, and then you have a halacha shir, whatever. You have, you build around your davening kviyasitim l'toira. That's the right shul to pray in. A shul which commits you to learning as well. So that's the pshat, kol hakoveya mokom litfilosoi. They use the word of kviyas, regabe tefillah, not in essence for tefillah, but for the sake of the learning that goes around the tefillah, the mokom tefillah. So if we have such a place to daven where there's shiurim and Torah and learning going on, that's the right place to fix your learning in such a place. Since you fix your davening in such a place, and memela your zoichei. Leleches mechayel al chayel, like the lashon of Chazal, the lashon of Shulchan Aruch, the last seif in the Hilchas after the Hilchas Tefillah, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Veyelech mechayel al chayel, yelech mebeis haKnesses lebeis haMedrash." So if it's next door, you on the same room, doesn't matter. The main thing is you go from strength to strength. You finish davening immediately. You start learning. That's how it should be, and that's memelo. You have kviyas itim leTorah with the kviyas itim leTefillah. So we see kviyas itim leTorah is a tremendous thing. Obviously, it's all to do with the fact that Hazal say, "En bur yerechet velo am haaretz hasid." A person who is ignorant of Torah, he doesn't know how to keep the mitzvahs. He's nichshel ba'averus. He doesn't know. The Mishnah Berurah says in the Hakdamot Hilchas Shabbos, someone who doesn't do chazara on the Shulchan Aruch of the Mishnah Berurah continuously, for sure he's mehalel Shabbos. Because the Hilchas Shabbos are so detailed and so many in every area that a person can, with the slightest movement of the hand, he can touch mukse, he can be boirer. It's so easy, almost kelachar yad. You can do things which are wrong if you're not fully linked to the Hilchas Shabbos. And so it is with all the halachas. Only through learning Torah can we be medakdik in kiyum Torah v'amitzvos. That's how the Pinchas Ben Yoyer said, Torah mivia lidei zihiris. Zihiris, to have the proper relationship to every mitzvah, to be zohir, to care, and to be particular and immaculate with mitzvahs, ledakdil, bekalak, bechamura, you can only come through knowing the halacha as well. They say there's a story, there was once, I think they say it about Rav Moshe Teitelbaum, the famous Rebbe, that he had a minhag every night, after midnight, Choshev Zoken would come to his room, and he would start saying vidui in front of this person, to enumerate all his big sins that he did on that day. And he would say that in davening he missed out kavona in three words, and he usually learns like 56 daf gemara a day, and he learns on that day only 45 daf, things here and there, what a person on his level would consider big averas. And when he would do this vidui, he would throw himself on the floor and bang his head on the floor and scream and cry, and you know that's how he did every night. So one night, this Zoken, this Choshev Yid, didn't come, and he wanted to fulfill his minhag. So he went out looking for somebody. So he found someone like a guard with a big mustache and a pipe and gumboots. He said, "Please come, you know, sit in my room for half an hour. I'll give you a cup of coffee, some yash. Sit down there just for a few minutes." All of a sudden, he fell on the floor, screaming and crying and enumerating all his horrible avails that he did on that day. And this guy is listening to him. He doesn't know what he's crying about. So he says, "Rabbi, please take it easy. Believe me, I did much worse things than you. And I didn't feel like, you know, I don't feel like you feel." So of course, a person doesn't know halacha, doesn't know. So he doesn't have the proper zihiris. He doesn't have the proper relationship to the seriousness of an avera, of a mitzvah. Of course, for him it's no big deal. But if a person learns, then he becomes aware of every action that he's doing. Is it correct? Is it according to the halacha? Maybe he's on the level that he has to be more, even beyond the halacha, midas chasidus, like you'll be machmir on the day, on opinions which are more machmir. I mean, you know, it's all in relationship. A poshut yid will tell him, you know, you try and keep what the Shulchan Aruch says. But a person is on a bit of a high level, we might tell him, you know, make a heavier demands on him. Midas chasidus. So it all depends on learning. If you're not connected to learning, if you're not continuously learning, you don't know how to relate properly to Torah and mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, tikkun ha'midos, and you neglect things. So that's why Rav Pinchas ben Yoyah said, Torah mevei lizehiros. And then from zehiros you get to zrizos, from tanikiyos, kedushas, all the milers that he writes, the Mesilas Yesharim built his sefer around this mimer. So you get to all the mimers, it all starts from Torah. If you don't have Kvisit in the Torah, you don't have any of the continuity. You can't grow, you can't develop, you're nothing. You can't get anywhere. So of course, Torah is the basic necessity in every Jew's life. That's why the Mishnah in Ovah says, "Ashlosha amudi ma'olam oimed ala Torah wal avoida wal gemilus hasodim." So we could say Torah is the first thing in general. Torah means it encompasses everything. The Torah teaches you how to serve Hashem, how to keep the mitzvahs, how to daven, everything. And how to do gemilus chasodim. People think that gemilus chasodim is to do with how you feel. You see a poor guy, you feel mercy for him, you want to help him. That's not how the Torah wants. The Torah wants to know why you're helping him, how much you're meant to help him. Should you help him, shouldn't you? Is there a bigger mitzvah to do with the money? You have to know, it's all al pi halacha. A person has to know probably the halachas of tzedakas, of gemilus chasodim. If it's a mitzvah she'efshar al yidei achirim, and you're learning, you don't have to be vatel for that mitzvah. You have to know the halachas. If you don't know the halachas, you think you're doing the right thing, but it could be not at all right. So Torah is the basic of everything. Then from there you get to avoida, tefillah, and mitzvahs. From there you go on to gemilus chasodim. All are pia Torah, but it's not just minus chasodim on Torah. On Torah you could be doing averas, you could be helping someone financially and he buys drugs with the money or something. There's other averas with the money, so there's no mitzvah to help him. There's no need to be kind to someone who is misusing, what you give him. So you have to know. Chazal say the highest form of tzedakah is to do tzedakah with amele Torah. So you have to choose and pick and make sure that you're investing your tzedakah, your ma'aser geld, in the right inyanim. So it all starts with Torah. So without Kviyas Yetim LaTorah, a person really cannot properly serve Hashem. So we see here the importance of tefillah in the Torah. Correspondingly, we find l'chora a different maimah. The Shlo HaKodesh asks a question. He says, on one hand, we see the maila of tefillah in the Torah. It's the first question we're going to be asked in Olam Haba, were you koveya in the Torah? Mashmah, if a person says, yes, I was koveya every day, I learned tefillah in the Torah. That's it. He gets into Gan Eden. There's another maima the Shlo asks, as it says somewhere else, kol koveya itim the toirosoi mefer bris. A person who fixes a time to learn, he is mefer the bris. He's transgressing the covenant of lule brisi yoimam v'laila hukol shamayim v'aretz lo samti. Torah says lo yamu sefer a toira zeh mipicha. You can't stop learning for 1 second. V'hagisa bo yoimam v'laila. You're meant to learn day and night. And if you a koveya itim the Torah, I learn an hour after davening, in the evening, I learn here, I learn there. Koveya itim the Torah is a mefer bris. That's not how you should relate to Torah. You have to learn non-stop, day and night. So it's a big contradiction. So the Shlo HaKodesh answers, he says in Klal Yisrael we have basically two types in Klal Yisrael. You have on one hand, Shloimei Amoine Yisrael, Klolis Am Yisrael, who are oisek in panosa, oisek in kvisitim le Torah. So people who have kvisitim, they put aside the time to learn beyond their working time and their other involvements with their families, etc. So it's a very choshev thing. So as I'll say, it's the first question you're going to be asked. And that's why they linked it up to the shaila of nasata v'natata be'emuna, because we're speaking with someone who does have a panosa. He relates to his parnasa be'emunah, trusting in Hashem, that he puts aside time for learning, he won't lose parnasa. So we're speaking about someone who works and learns, and by this person, tefillah in the Torah is tremendous. It will save him b'yoyim adin, he'll have a free ticket to Gan Eden. But on the other hand, someone who is a Talmid Chacham, a Ben Teira, Toiroso emunosoi, Ben Koilel, if he says, oh, you know, the koilel ends at 8, that's it. You close the Gemara, now you're a free man. Chas v'sholom is a mefer bris. There's no heta for that. The chiyuv of Torah on a person who's toirosho imunosoi is continuous. He can't find, he's got no heta, as you say, I'm koveyet in the Torah. I learn during the hours of the koilel, and beyond that I don't learn. There's no such thing. You're meant to learn every second that you can find time for yourself to learn. Chazan Ish Bichlal held that the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is as long as you have the strength to be learning. Sometimes they used to find him, you know, they'd come to help him in the morning to go to shul, so they'd find him asleep on the floor. Sometimes they'd find him half on the floor, half on the bed. Sometimes even on the bed. So they once asked him, you know, how does he choose where he falls asleep? So he said, literally, look, my shita is that you have to learn as long as you have the strength. So I gauge myself that I have enough strength left to close the Gemara and make it to the bed. Sometimes I didn't calculate properly. So I fell on the floor, I fell half on the bed, half on the floor. Sometimes I made it. We see very often in the Chazon Ish, he writes, you know, he says, Kimdumani ken kosef Rashba. I remember, I'm sure almost, that the Rashba wrote this Chiddush. But the Rashba right now is not with me. Not with me. So they asked, what do you mean? A few lines ago you quoted the Rashba. A few lines that you do quote that. You have the Rashba, you have it, we know you have it. What do you mean? What do you mean by that? Because he didn't have the kayach to get up and schlep the sefer from the Oron HaSforim. I mean, he was learning this close koichoi, that he didn't have the strength, so it's loy tachas yodi, it's not on the table. I have to rely on my memory. So the chiyum of Talmud Torah is as long as a person has strength, for a person who's a Talmud Chacham, a Ben Torah, Toiroso, Imunoso, he's got no heter to say, I learned fixed hours. For him, it's a mefer brit. I once explained this concept with the whole arrangement of the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, we have the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and we have the Kodesh. And Kodesh and Kodesh HaTagavim. In the Kodesh, facing the Parochis, we had the menorah, and opposite the menorah, we had the shulchan lechem aponim, shulchan aponim. And the Kodesh HaKodoshim also had the Aron HaTeira, the Nalucho, Shivri Aluchos, Tzentzenet Aman, the Habadim. So my question was, why do we need two separate objects to symbolize Torah? We know that the Menorah symbolizes Torah. It says, en or ela Torah. Torah is or is light. And then we have the Aron HaTeira in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Avada, the Aron HaTeira is Torah, in essence. So why do we need two separate symbols? One by Kodesh and one by Kodesh HaKadoshim. So I explained, according to the Shloh, that we could say in the Kodesh is symbolizing the Torah of the general Klal Yisrael. That the Oisik b'Parnosa and Oisik in Torah. So on one hand you have the Shulchan HaPanim, which represents Parnosa. On the other hand, you have the Menorah, which represents Torah. And they're all within the limitations of time. You have 12 loaves of bread corresponding to 12 months of the year, and you have 7 branches of the Menorah corresponding to 7 days of the week. To tell you that the people in the Kodesh, the Yidden in the Kodesh, who are Kovei Itim the Torah, they're constantly between the Shulchan and the Menorah, between Torah and Parnosa. And that's why Hazal said, "Haroitze lehachkim yadrin." Sometimes the person feels he has to make a bigger effort in his learning. If he wants to do that, yadrin. When he's davening, he could face towards the dorem, the south, where you have the menorah, and draw inspiration from the menorah for more Torah. "Haroitze lehashir yadspin." But someone who feels that now he's neglecting his parnosa, now he needs more siyata deshmaya for his panosa. So yatspin, he should tilt slightly towards the north, towards the shulchan aponim, which represents panosa. But we see that this person is constantly between the menorah and the shulchan, between panosa and between learning Torah, which is the musag of kviyasitim the Torah, because he's working for a living and he has to have kviyasitim the Torah. So he's always between the shulchan and between the menorah. But the Kodesh HaKodoshim is the Bnei Torah, Talmid HaChomim. There's no time limits. So Memele, the Torah there, the Aron HaTeira, the Luchos, Shivri Luchos, represent the Torah of the Yechidei Segula, who are Bnei Torah, who have to learn Torah Yom and Laila. As we know, there's a machloikes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Yachol Odem, could it be that a person will plow in the time of plowing and plant at the time of planting and reap at the time of harvesting and go through all the motions the whole year? So the whole year is going to be busy with Parnosa. When's he going to learn? Toirosu mati aleha. So the Rashbi says, sit down and learn and Hashem will take care of you. You don't have to think of Parnosa. But Rabbi Shmuel said, lo. Rabbi Shmuel says, Hanheg Bahem Midas Derech Eretz. The Chaim Yivelozhen and Nevi Chaim explains, Hanheg Bahem, with your Divrei Torah, be Misnaik Derech Eretz, which is Parnosa. So simply it means, have a fixed time to learn and work. That's how everyone understood it. But Rabbi Chaim Yivelozhen doesn't explain it like that. He says, Hanheg Bahem Minhag Derech Eretz. You're always in your learning. Your head has to be learning MS, even going to be Shmuel 24 hours a day. Except that while you're, if you need a parnasa, while you're learning, you can do something as well. You can plow your field, you can plant, you can harvest. So according to Rav Chaim Yivelozhen, you have to get a job where your mind is not occupied. But a job that your mind has to be occupied in what you're doing. Yeah. So for sure you can't hover and learning continuously. But he says very clearly that there's no heter. Rabbi Shmuel never said you can. You're exempt from learning at any time. So you have to learn day and night. But have a job that while you're learning, your mind can be, you'll function physically and do whatever you have to do for a parnasa. That's his shita. Anyhow, the Gemara says, Harbe asu Rav Shimon Bar Yochai velo alta be'adam. Many tried to do like Rashbi, they were not successful. And many did like Rabbi Shmuel and were successful. So the Gemara seems to be implying it's, normal. More normal people do the Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi Chaim Yivelozhen is medayek Harbe asu kerashbi belo al tabera. Many tried to do like Rishon Bar Hen, they were not successful, but some did it and were successful. The Yichide Sigula were successful. But generally, you know, we have to be Metziyazdik, Hanheg Bahem Divrit Minhag Derech Eretz, together with the Torah, have a panosa, and it'll be okay. So, according to this, we could say that the Amele Teira, who are in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, by them, there isn't this heter of Hanheg Bahem Minhag Derech Eretz. Since they get Koilel Geld or whatever, however they're managing to be able to learn Yomam Velayla, it's the obligation, so they have to learn day and night, they have no heter to be mubatel. So we'd ask, where do they live from? What guarantees do they have they're going to live? You need parnasa. It's not easy to make a living. How are they going to manage? So you had to have in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Tzinsenes Aman. To remember how they were in the desert. No food. How did they live? Bread came down from heaven. So also, a person has proper bitochen and he's a ben Torah, he learns day and night, the bread will come down. He'll have what he needs. Lechem lechol beged ilbosh he'll have. The minimums he'll have. I say in our generation we're very lucky that all over the world, anyone who takes on himself to be a ben Torah and learn, he will not starve to death. He'll be okay. He'll have a minimum parnosa. True, he won't maybe drive a Bentley. He won't have a villa, you know. But he can have a roof over his head. He can have parnosa. Lechem lechol beged ilbosh. He can have and learn Torah. It's a tremendous bracha we were zoich in this generation. That's why we were blessed that we have hundreds of thousands of Bnei Torah today all over the world learning Torah day and night, which is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Of course, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim also we have the poles. It says Lo Yasuru Memena, where you carry the badim, you carry the aron. These represent the zvuluns. So although the zvuluns are kovei etim the Torah and their makom is in the Kodesh, if they're tomech Torah, they're connected up with the aron HaKodesh, they're also in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's why the Torah says the beams, you can't take them out from the aron. They have to be, even when the aron is resting, the beams are with it, because these are the Tomche Torah. So we see a complete Mishkan is a Klal Yisrael, is the Balibatim of Klal Yisrael, who are between the Menorah and the Shulchan. On the other hand, the Yichidei Sigula, who are learning day and night, who don't have a heter for Kviyas Itim, they have to learn non-stop, and then the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and together we're one Mishkan, Vahaya Mishkan Sholem, that's a complete Mishkan that we're Zorche, that the Shechina will be Shoyer be Yisrael, as it says, Vatsuli Mikdash, all of Klal Yisrael are Oisekim B'Toyra, Achad Amarve, Vahad Amami, Ubilvad Shechaven Et Libo Leshamayim, Veshachanti B'Tocham. Kol Shulchan.